Let's look back at some of the highlights of the NFC East champion Philadelphia Eagles, and it started in the very first Monday night game against the Redskins, where we saw some of the elements of Chip Kelly's spread offense, where he's going to make you defend every inch of the field right here. And they do that against the Redskins right now, and really make you defend 53 and a half yards of width, 100 yards of length, and you get Brent Celek right down the seam here. And the Redskins are caught flat-footed. They miss a tackle right there, and Brent Celek was in the end zone. Gave us a little glimpse of what this spread offense was all about.
At the Redskins, 28. Thick, looking, firing, and it's caught. An in-flow touchdown goes Brent Celek. A 28-yard touchdown pass, Vic to Brent Celek.
Brent Celek just splits the linebackers, gets down the middle of the field. They're worried about Riley Cooper on the outside, about DeSean Jackson on the outside, and there's a huge void in the middle of the field, and Brent Celek takes advantage of it. He's hit with a strike by Michael Vick.
This Chip Kelly offense continued to develop as the season went on when he saw that most teams were playing the Eagles in a lot of man coverage. So he started designing some man beaters. And remember, this was Nick Foles' first game back after the concussion. So, bad game in Dallas, out the Giant game. Here's the first game back. Now, Chip Kelly's anticipating a lot of man coverage. Here's Riley Cooper and Brent Celek on this goal line cross right here. Brent Celek is going to be wide open. Nick Foles here is going to get right back on his feet right here. Here's the pick coming. Celek comes free. Nick Foles sees it. And this is his first of seven touchdown passes on the day. Beautiful throw to Celek. Eagles are in the end zone, and really, that was the beginning of the turnaround that we saw from this Eagle season.
First and goal at the two. Will they try to run it in this time? No, they're going to throw, but a penalty flag first as Foles fires a touchdown to Brent Celek. But let's see if it comes back. Penalty flag went down early. I think it's going to be a touchdown. Looks like it's against the Raiders. Touchdown pass to Brent Celek. Foles to Brent Celek for the touchdown.
They do an excellent job getting it to Celek.
Great drive. What a drive.
A look back at the Eagles season can't be told without that snow game against the Detroit Lions when it all started coming down about an hour before kickoff, when Shady had a career day. And really, they went to the bread and butter. They went to inside zone right here, two double teams at the point. And really, Shady runs away from this extra defender right here, the safety. And he's going to pick up some blocks from Jason Avant. And really, his ability in snowshoes right here, picking up a block from Avant right there, his ability to cut in 6 inches of snow was something that the NFL had never quite seen before.
Foles on first down, comes back to McCoy. He's free. He's at the 30, 30. McCoy, he is going all the way. Touchdown, Shady McCoy.
Now you've got a game.
Shady McCoy up the middle, 57 yards.
Outstanding job once again by this offensive line, Merrill Reese. They blow the hole open. Shady McCoy goes off the left side, and then he gets an outstanding block downfield, and then it's just a foot race to the end zone. Shady McCoy wins the foot race.
The NFC East Championship was sealed on one of the final plays of the game in Dallas, Week 17, and it came with a timely takeaway, something we'd seen throughout the season from the Eagles, and it was really Brandon Boykin in the slot getting his sixth interception of the year to do this, and really a lot of elements on this play, pressuring Kyle Orton, getting the ball out of his hands quickly, and really Boykin trusting that he had help over the top. Timely takeaways from this defense certainly contributed to this NFC East Championship.
Four receivers, three left. Orton has done the job. He's back again. He looks right. He fires. And it's intercepted! It's intercepted! It is intercepted by the Eagles! What a play by Brandon Boykin! His sixth of the season! And that may do it! Oh, my goodness, what a play! Brandon Boykin came up huge the way he did against the Redskins. Eagles lead it 24-22, 1:43 remaining, and the Cowboys have one timeout remaining.